interesting to see how it shapes up and the all-important track conditions, which we'll get the latest on. Time now to have a chat to Bray Sikorski, who we know very well on Racing Pulse and RSN. It's a big weekend. He's got Humidor in the Underwood, a couple of runners in Sydney as well. But some big breaking news in regards to one of the Caulfield Cup favourites. A jockey has been locked in for Very Elegant. Good morning, Bray. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very well.
That is good. We've spoken to you a couple of times about this, and it's been, something that you and Chris and the fellow owners have had to determine with the jockey situation. There'll be no James McDonald in Melbourne for the most part of this spring. So who have you landed on for Very Elegant?
Well, I'm most privileged to reveal that it's Mark Zara. And he is committed to the mare for the Turnbull Stakes next week and the Caulfield Cup fortnight following.
So Mark Zara will ride Very Elegant in the Turnbull and the Caulfield Cup. You would have had a long list to choose from, I would imagine. Why did you decide to choose Mark Zara?
Well, you know, the list was severely truncated by the fact we're only dealing with Victorian jockeys. And then, you know, obviously there's probably half a dozen that are considered at the upper echelon of their craft here. I've had personally a lot of success with Mark over the journey. And we were very fortunate that Mark hadn't at this stage made commitments in either of those races. So that automatically, culled the available jockeys. And then we also had to look at the particular idiosyncrasies of this horse. And, you know, everyone knows she certainly has her traits and she isn't the easiest mare to ride or to connect with. And Mark is such a kind jockey and has such soft hands that, you know, Chris and I thought he would be particularly well suited to her, hence the engagement.
Has he got the option for the Melbourne Cup, or is there still a chance after the Everest that that James will try and get back for a Melbourne Cup, James McDonald?
Yeah, we're just leaving that open-ended at this stage because it's, you know, moving dramatically in terms of the protocols. And we don't know where we'll be next week, let alone in 5 weeks' time. That particular engagement will remain open-ended.
You still confident she's on track for a Caulfield Cup after the George Main run?
Absolutely. Her run the George Main initially on face value looked a little bit plain by her standards. But on, you know, further interrogation, with the sectionals they ran, they ran a bit over 133 and change. I think it was the second fastest mile ever run at Randwick. She was giving them a 5-length start. So mathematically, she just was never going to run them down. And she still found the line with gusto and was exactly what you'd be looking for a horse that's going to be stepping up over a mile and a quarter and beyond for the rest of the preparation. So, no, we're supremely confident that she's in perfect place.
Well, it's going to be intriguing to see how she goes in the Turnbull. I think you're going to have Kingswell Dream and also Finch in a Turnbull, which is going to be one of the pivotal races of the spring.
Absolutely. And the Turnbull's a fascinating affair, Michael, because of the nature of the handicap scale. So because it's not your typical weight for age race, it can throw up some interesting, structural elements that you don't normally see. And I think she gets in with 55.5 to 1.5 underweight for age. So despite what she's done over the last 12 months, she gets into that race quite well. And Finch is a good example of a horse that gets in exceptionally well at 54.5. So she'll meet him 2.5 kilograms worse than they would at weight for age, but meet some other horses better. So wait and see how the field falls out. But as always, it's going to be a fascinating affair.
There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about the old warrior, the fairy tale horse Humidor, who goes around in the Underwood. And speaking of jockeys, I see Damien Lane, his old partner, is not riding Humidor. He's on Mr. Quickie.
Yeah, well, we weren't sure where we're going with Humidor in Damien's defence. So the initial plan was actually to go to the Turnbull. But the horse has done so well, we thought we'd accept and then see how the field panned out. He's drawn well. It's obviously reasonably shallow in terms of the quality of weight for age horses in the race. Take out Russian Camelot, and it's a pretty open affair. So we thought we'd have a crack, and it still plays out well in terms of his Cox Plate preparation. And he's run in the race, I think, three times previously and always acquitted himself particularly well. So, yeah, I think it's the right race to go with him second up.
Can he beat Russian Camelot?
I wouldn't think so. You know, if I'm to be entirely frank, I think Russian Camelot would have to be off his game from what I saw in the Maccabi. But it's racing. He's drawn out. We've drawn in. And you never know. But at the end of the day, it's still only a stepping stone for us towards his grand final being the Cox Plate.
Just on the Cox Plate, would you still consider backing up Very Elegant, or will she just go straight to a Melbourne Cup after a Caulfield Cup?
There's no way she'd go from a Caulfield Cup to a Cox Plate then a Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
She's just, even though she's strengthened up and she's a much more mature commodity than she was and doesn't require the same level of management, she's still just not a robust enough horse to be even contemplating that sort of preparation. And I think that it just works out ideally for her to go to a mile and a quarter, then mile and a half, then have that 10-day break between that and the Melbourne Cup. So, no, he certainly wouldn't be even remotely considering backing her up off a Caulfield Cup.
You've got thought of that. You've decided to run in Sydney and subpoenaed as well. Can either of them win tomorrow?
I'd be a brave man to be tipping subpoenaed to the punters out there. She's understandably maligned because she makes her own bad luck with her racing pattern. The horse is going great. And she's definitely got the talent to win, but it's just a matter of whether to play the cards play her way. She's unfortunately the sort of mare that, you know, isn't going to likely win more than one race at preparation, and you just hope it's the one race that you really want to win. But she's in great order and she'll run well. Thought of that, we decided to go to Sydney primarily because of the weather forecast. You know, he's just like, you know, can't go a yard on wet tracks, that much is clearly evident. We don't want to take that risk, and he's also drawn better in Sydney. Daughter, that's flying. You know, I don't think there's a horse that's working better in here in Dave's yard. And provided he can handle a clockwise way of going, you know, that is a horse that I'd be tipping to the punts as an each way bet. I think he's close to the 10-1 mark at the moment. I think he's going to run a hell of a race on Saturday.
All right, that's a nice little tip there for thought of that. I got an SMS or a tweet actually from a listener early in the week asking how you're going to get Shared Ambition into a Caulfield Cup.
Very good question. He's likely to go to the Metropolitan. The Bout Cummings on the same day is still an option. But if he was to win the Metropolitan and win impressively, then he'd be subject to Greg Carpenter's scrutiny and hopefully penalty of around a kilogram would be enough to get him into the race. I think that's his best prospect of getting a start in the Caulfield Cup.
All right, we'll wait to see that in the coming weeks. But the big news is Mark Zara booked for Very Elegant. Currently, I think she's around about the second favourite for the Caulfield Cup and the Turnbull next week. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks for you with the Turnbull coming up and tomorrow with Humidor. Best of luck, Bray.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Bray Sikorski joining us there as well. Big jockey news in the last 24 hours, of course. Hugh Bowman, everyone would be well aware, got off his 20-day suspension, free to ride. We'll discuss more of that with James Winks on our Saturday morning coverage as well. Up next, though, Friday Form Focus with a man who is going to be very busy because we are looking at the three feature meetings, the Moya tonight, the Underwood tomorrow, and also the Golden Rose in Sydney. That's up next.